91X News.
It's 8 degrees with light showers. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. Students from across Ontario want a provincial tuition grant changed to an across-the-board cut. That message was delivered today on a petition containing 40,000 signatures. It calls on the government to reallocate $430 million committed to the Liberal tuition grant to a real tuition fee reduction for all students. The Canadian Federation of Students says the Liberal election promise of an upfront grant for college and university students excludes a majority of students. Germany has agreed to pay pensions to about 16,000 Holocaust victims worldwide who suffered wartime ghettos or were forced to hide from Nazi persecution. The agreement between the New York-based Claims Conference and the German government was announced Monday. Conference official Greg Schneider tells the Associated Press that it took a year of hard-fought negotiations with German officials to reach the humanitarian deal. A total of about 65,000 Holocaust survivors will now receive compensatory pensions for their suffering. Survivors are invited to apply, including those who lived in the ghetto of Budapest, Hungary, for the 3 months it existed. Previously, a survivor had to have lived under such duress for at least 18 months to receive a pension. Rumors had been in the wind, but now Environmental Minister Peter Kent confirms Canada will not recommit to the Kyoto Protocol when it expires next year. Kent is in international climate talks in Durban, South Africa, where activists are strongly condemning Canada for its position on climate change. The world's biggest polluters, the U.S., China, and India, never signed on to Kyoto, and Canada wants a single agreement to replace it that would include all countries. Pakistan's prime minister is sounding upbeat about future relations with the U.S., despite a recent NATO airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Reporter Linda Alvin has more.
Some encouraging words from Pakistan's prime minister.
We really want to work with the United States, and we know the importance, and we really want to enhance our strategic partnership.
Prime Minister Gilani said he believes rebuilding ties is doable because all parties are concerned with fighting terrorism. Linda Alban, ABC News.
A man convicted in the Boxing Day shooting of a Toronto teen has appealed on the grounds that the verdict was unreasonable. Lawyer Andres Schreck says Jorel Simpson Rowe also contends he was forced into a jury trial when he had elected to be tried by judge alone. 15-year-old Jane Kreba was shopping with her mother and sister on Yonge Street on Boxing Day 2005 when she was caught in the crossfire of a shooting between rival gangs. Simpson Rowe is serving life after being convicted of second-degree murder. The Niagara Parks Commission is due to inform Daredevil Nick Walenda this week if he can walk a tightrope over Niagara Falls. The commission plans to let him know by Wednesday. The stunt has the approval of U.S. lawmakers, but the commission has rules against such stunts. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Wellington Dukes haven't lost in more than a month. Their 10-game winning streak has moved them into second place in the OJHL's East Division, 1 point in front of the Cobourg Cougars. The Dukes are in Cobourg to face those Cougars in a big game tonight. Both teams are looking to keep pace with the first-place Trenton Golden Hawks. Puck drop is at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs will look to take a bite out of the Big Apple. The Leafs face off against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden tonight. The Rangers are among the NHL's hottest teams, winning 8 out of their last 10. Meanwhile, two middling Eastern Conference teams will square off in the nation's capital. The Ottawa Senators sit in 9th place as they welcome the 13th place Tampa Bay Lightning to town. Elsewhere, the two top teams in the East will face off as the Pittsburgh Penguins welcome the Bruins, and the Florida Panthers host the Washington Capitals, and the Phoenix Coyotes travel to Chicago. Alabama will get one more shot at beating top-seeded LSU, this time with a national championship on the line. U.S. college football's final bowl championship series rankings came out today with Alabama ranked number 2. The Southeastern Conference teams played back on November 5th, and LSU pulled out a 9-6 overtime win. 1 month later, the Tigers are still undefeated, and the Crimson Tide haven't lost since. The game marks the first time two teams from the same conference will play for college football's Holy Grail. The big game will be played on January 9th in New Orleans. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, periods of rain, temperature steady near 8. Tonight, periods of rain changing to periods of snow overnight. Risk of freezing rain overnight and a low of 0. Tuesday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Risk of freezing rain early in the morning and a high of +3. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, low minus 2 and a high of 1. It's 8 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.